Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you must be nyabo Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Enda kusaba oyongero buze ku Muganda.
I request you move greet your brethren.
Mugambe afumitirize ku burungi.
Tell them to meditate on the goodness.
Obwo kugurumiza ekigambo cha Katonda.
Glorifying the word of God.
Mukama wafu Yesu Kristo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ngabwe tuulide musumba ngatubulira.
As we have heard Pastor tell us.
Musumba Robina.
Pastor Robina.
Atubulira kugurumiza ekigambo kya Katonda.
Telling us about the glorification of the word of God.
Kubanga naye yakigurumiza okusinga erinnya
lye. For him God magnified it above his name.
Ngabwe tuulide mu Zaburi.
As we've heard in the Psalms.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Katonda yagurumiza ekigambo kye.
God magnified his word.
Okusinga erinnya lye.
Above his name.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because we know the word was with him. According to John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the word, and the word is with God, and the word is God. This word we know him in John 1 verse
14.
He clothed flesh, we saw him as the Son, one begotten of the Father, filled of grace and truth. Praise Jesus much. So why do glorify much? The word more than the name. Even though the name works much in the entire heavens and earth. Yet the word worked much before even heavens and earth were there. Yes.
Is
the name above all names in the heavens and earth. Yet the name word had not been known by any other creation before. Yes. That's why Revelation 19 verse 11 and downwards. He said he had a name not known in the heavens and earth except him who was given it. And that name is called the word of God. Let me ask if you want to easily understand it. On your name and you, who was the first?
On
your name and
ani
you,
asoka.
Who was the first? And who is greater than the other?
Katikugwe nerinyali
on you and your
mukuru.
Name, who is greater?
Erani agwani dokuimusibwe nyo.
Who is worthy to be lifted much? That is very easy. There's a reason why God the Father glorifies much God the word we know as the Son. More than their name, the name Jesus. Because him God the Father and their word they were the first. Even the Holy Spirit.
And
they said we. Who are we? That we give ourselves which name?
Amina.
Yes.
Who
is greater? And who was the first to manifest? The child is in the womb. Before we give them name till they are birth. After they are born,
say,
what is their name? Though you give them a name in the womb, we have never named empty wombs.
Wow.
And because
child is not in the womb, are we give a name? The first manifest means the greatest child and their name follow. Now the single women can say the child in the womb. You are single, there's nothing in that stomach. You say the child in the womb. Their name is this one. And this, when I would have gotten, I would name
this,
the name, when they have gotten a name which is nice to them. God is right to magnify his word more than their name.
Kubanga bwe tuba tubatizibwa mu Matayo 28.
Baptized in the Matthew 28. Verse 18.
And 19.
They would have named themselves other names. For you to find a time, the names you have, they are not rightful. Be the owner, be the great. I say, I no more want that name.
Wow.
Yes. For it's you who is the honor. You are free to refuse the name.
Yes. Oba business name,
what is greater than the other?
Business,
the business and its name.
Wanji?
Business.
Business,
the business and its name.
What business is one yin?
And many, but they have names.
Nayani mukuru.
But who is great?
Business.
Kubandi wa dembo choose.
I'm free to change the name of it. So greatness, you know,
Katonda kitaffe mutufu ogulumiza ekigambo.
God the Father is right to magnify his word more than their name.
Era nafe bwe kitugwane.
We too, it ought to do that.
Okulowooza nga Katonda kigambo.
You think that God the Word,
otumanyi ng'omwana,
we know as the Son,
mukulu nnyo n'okusinga erinnya.
So greater than his name.
Obanga batulagidde tufukamirire erinnya.
Command us about kneel to his, about his name.
We
confess is God. And we kneel to his name. What about him? We no more kneel. We just crawl. If the name is great,
we
reach every name. Every tongue confess the name Jesus. Every tongue confess Jesus. Every bow to the name. How about him?
We
gave him a name above all names. What about him? The name where there is salvation. What about him? When he comes,
we
almost pierce ourselves in the ground. For kneeling is not enough. Praise Jesus, man. I don't want to be confused of that. The Spirit moved on to reveal to you through Pastor Robina, even the interpreter,
Pastor Gloria Glory.
Pastor Gloria Glory. Yes. Even the Bible reader, Evangelist Sapphire. Yes.
See, it was
useful. More than how you understood it. When I was there, the Spirit told me, you explain more that word to them.
Understand,
even wisdom and understanding comes, even counsel and power, even knowledge to come in their heads. Fear of God increased with his glory. Praise Jesus, man. But as we are going in our service, which follows this one we are in, still we are in service. Never remain in evils.
For
they will take you to the land of the good people. In the land of the righteous. You will sin from there. It's a word of wisdom. Understanding, counsel, it's of power. It has knowledge. It brings fear of God. And it brings to glorify God. Never retain wickedness. Though they will take you in the land of the righteous, you will sin from there. Have you understood me well? Urugendo rafu. You know our journey.
Urafuno knowledge of God international ministry.
Full knowledge of God national ministries.
Mukutonda o omurembo mpya.
Creating there a new generation.
Mukwino kumanya katonda okujute.
Which has the full knowledge of God. And His glory.
Mukutukirizo kuitwa kwaza service season.
Fulfilling His worldwide promised call.
Mulimu okuseme okusemazinga wense.
In God is final back on this planet Earth.
Revival.
In revival. In restoration of all things.
Tutege komurembo mutuki.
Prepare a holy generation. As you read of it well, in the Psalm 7:8, verse 6-8, even in the 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, in the verse 9, the holy priesthood. But it means if you remain in evils, going to reach when the holy ones have increased, yet you move on sinning. But you think what will follow there? The wicked. Take them in the land of the righteous, and all people there, they are righteous. They are the ones who will still sin from there. And they are to get shamed. You'll get shamed by yourself.
In
this time, as we help you by the Spirit of God, you come out of evils. Get out of evils, for the land of the righteous is about to come. But you too, you'll still sin from there, for you remained in your evils. And your pride will grow in the land of the righteous, you'll be shamed.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
For
when he speaks in Isaiah 26, verse 10, he says like this. Isaiah chapter
26, verse 10.
Let favor be showed to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness. In the land of the uprightness, will he deal unjustly? And will not behold the majesty of the Lord. You are very hard then. Though they show you mercy. For here we've done every merciful thing. Can align you. But because you retain in the wickedness.
Though
we shall reach the land of the righteous, you will sin from there. Righteous have increased in the land. You will be wicked.
For
you retain pride.
Even campaign revival.
Reports will come when you faltered there. As we shall progress on, nations gather in our midst and you they complain about you. Come out of wickedness. Somebody say now. I've told you.
Now, where
mercy and grace we give out
late, we're going to
hold with an iron hand.
We
shall have mercy on you.
5 years
we've showed mercy away.
Would
have settled.
No, come
and say this mercy must let me settle. But 5 years no settle. So we shall have mercy more than that. You'll never settle. Handle with an iron hand.
It chases
you from now. You chase you from here. Yes.
What do you want to
be? Wicked people. Even if you show mercy their way. And they defecate the source, but you forgive. Dogs, forgive me, why? There are people,
and
mercy how many times? They will never settle.
In
the land of the righteous is going. They will sin from there. That pride will retain many years. We have mercy to you. We order you. We get what buff you. We instruct you. We draw you close. We give you spiritual physical food. We draw you close somewhere to sleep. We pay the houses. We clothe you. They told us one thing, the Lord. That apostle, you see,
you
never be with someone for years. One, two.
On
the mercy I put in you to show people, and the way you nothing. If you are not settled in those years, don't add on mercy. They will still sin in the land of the righteous. That I sent you to create there. Now handle them with an iron hand. If they need to be rebuked in the pulpits, you rebuke them.
Ah.
I know you've heard the verse well. Let us read again. Let us repeat it. Perhaps it's me reading it in another way.
Isaiah esura ya 2 mukaga nolinyirwa 10.
Isaiah chapter 26 verse 10.
Omubi nebwo mulage kisa era taliiga butukirivu munsi eyo bugolokofu mwana akolerange ebitali bya nsonga so taliraba bukulu bwa mukama.
Let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of the upright will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord.
Before
God does great things, he's done great things. Where are they? Is that great things? Now, great things in what? That the lens of walked. What? Now that knowledge is revealed. What is that?
No
matter what God does,
they despise
everything they see. When they hear, we thank God for studios and the songs. And they say, what is that now?
We
mighty hand for the work is done in us. Which work? Let me tell you, if you retain equals, war unto you. If I've been trying to buy myself your way, you will buy yourself to me. Somebody said things have now changed. Man has been so merciful before.
No matter
mercy, what I've shown is enough.
Wanji,
are we there?
Mukama
look who said.
Oh, mubine bona mulaga
favor. So you show which kind of favor to them. God.
Ekigambo favor.
The word favor is a broad word.
Omwishawone wataina kuita.
Pass them where they are not meant to pass even.
Abana ne babuza no kubuza.
Even us.
Akola chine mutumo.
What does he do with this apostle?
Ngararo kusinza kuchebala.
According what they see.
To ina kubera
wewe. You are not meant to be where I am. But I've been trying to see you make it. Now it means still leave us in that much great mercy.
Then
no matter how many times I'll do it, he will spoil this work. You would have aligned yourself. Are we together? You would have aligned yourself. You lie, I draw you close more. You rob, I draw you close. You fornicate, I draw you closer. You hate, I draw you close. You think I do not know you. But all those I do them, that you see mercy, you get saved. You refuse still. One man I told him that these things I do, and you deceived me, I give you millions of money. Tomorrow you come for more money, you come for more. I say you lied to me. You lied to me.
No, you don't realize.
You lied to me, yet me, I know it. I told you what you're going to do is one thing. You're going to ask for this money
until
you get tired, I will give you. Till you have no more reason why you ask it. I reached, I told him, but as all that has failed, all the mercy I've showed you in your way, but
ways,
and get saved. When all has failed, you've taken the money and things failed, you just get saved. He thought it was a joke. Now he's in prison. He's a prisoner. I told him, now you get money of tithe, you take it. You not want me know how the work moves and how it is done. Yet God's one who brought you that work to help the ministry, and you play within it. Curse those who refuse to bring tithe and offerings. How more you who use it wrongly? And I told him, when they brought you to me, brought you to lead you in this work that it is successful. How dare you put me behind? I just try to look where it is. Told me to lead, it's hard me behind. If they give you a person who has to lead you, never fight to put him behind that you lead him. Now today, he's in the prison. All the work was cancelled
and
given it to us that we lead it by ourselves as it was to be. As I speak, we are about to reach it to its end.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. But I've advised you in this journey of salvation by the Spirit of God, get out of wickedness.
For
you will reach the land of the righteous. And you retain evils, it's you who will sin from there.
It's
you people will keep pointing a finger. This person is not easy. For right all seasons being aligned, we are hard and refuse to give up on that life.
God
will show mercy your way. Though they show you favor, and they will come you in all ways. It's so bad, that word. Because it moves like that in lives of different people. That the wicked, though you show them mercy, they will not learn righteousness. My. In the land of the upright, they
will
deal unjustly.
All
behold the majesty of the Lord. Things God does, they don't see them. That is the mentality of Korah. They came to Egypt with marvelous acts. Prophet Moses leading them, showing them God. And they cross Red Sea. And even the rich, they said, are you the one going to lead us alone? They were wicked right from Egypt.
It means
all that was done in Egypt, Prophet Moses led them. They were there, they began to frown themselves. Look at him. That leads us, take us from Egypt. And they crossed the river. God made a way there. That Moses lifted his hands and God made a way for us. And praise happened at the end of the sea. They were behind, mocking the praising that they are praising Moses has made us
possible.
But
oh,
Until the ground swallowed them. But they left Egypt.
Prices.
They crossed with them. And Moses takes the elders into Pharaoh. Say the people. People were Zekas.
We spent 400
years in Egypt. Moses, you. Pharaoh's palace will take us from here.
We want
the leadership of Pharaoh. The other, he was here. He killed Egyptians here.
But themselves
told him and they reported him. Yes. He killed the Egyptians for they were beating Israelites. Yes. And they reported him. Moses was serving us. He killed some of your laborers of
Pharaoh.
Moses ran away for their sake. He reached there, came back. And they say he's come back now. This time he's come to capture Pharaoh. But he wants to use us. Take the elders. And they've consented with his young brother. They take the elders to Pharaoh. People are so familiar. All acts were done. Miracles were done. And they are mocking.
And
Moses, where did he get this witchcraft? In the bush where he has been.
He
came back, he's gotten a trick. Even in the name of our God. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Those Korah were the ones doing that in the congregation. Yes. And they are coming from Egypt going. Man is taking us. But we are going. He's taking us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Man has taken us from Egypt.
They
reach on the sea. Pharaoh is coming. When
we
arrive,
this
man to fail the mission. They are the signalers of Pharaoh. And we are here. He has failed on the sea. What surprises? When he raised the hand, they first laughed. Now he's fallen mad, he's failed. That they see where he's come. He's gotten mad. As
you
are there, the way in the sea.
Though
we remain here, Pharaoh will beat us.
Let us follow.
They cross the sea. God the way they fight against it. It come, they are passing it. When they reach at the extreme end,
Miriam
and Aaron begin to bring praising the Lord. God
is
fed us through the sea, and they are mocking like that. That they are praising. What? They were wicked. Though they
come
in the land Egypt and the wizards,
take them in
the Canaan of the righteous, have to be their land. They will be seen from there. God killed them on the way. Now you will not arrive. I tell you, you will not shame full knowledge. You will be gotten out in the short time. And it will help you when you see God now, you out and not God. For
he
will get you out in a very bad way. Somebody say now,
Apostle.
Taking much authority. That man has been so humble. You want us to act humility to which level? You want
us to eat
your filth, we prove you love you much.
okwagala okulinga oku kutambuliddemu ebbanga lino
lyonna bwe
tonnakulaba
n'okusaasirwa
okulinga
okwonaamala
oyagala kwonoona mu masowaani
ngaolya
olyokukasa olwagamba
bitabuse
ate ensigo eyo so baleka bagisizesize mu baana ba
isirayirinalondebwa
ekumi
n'abaliera
ekumi baaliko nga bo balimu
olukoola
nga balimu olukoolakoola olw'obutateera mu nsi
y'abatuukirivubo
nga babi
they are wicked
olwagenda
okettesimukama
n'abalaga nti abakuumira nayo
omwenzi
n'abakweka
adulterer kept them yes
ne bawona ne banoga kubibala ne
bafumayo
bwe bajja
bagamba ne
boonoona ekibiina kyonna
and they corrupted the congregation
mukama n'abatta
god killed them
omanyi nti abaatuuka baali baana
you know those who reached where their children
ate abatazaalibwa mu nsi
yemisiri were not born in the land of egypt
kubanga katonda bwe yali attaawo nga banaatera osala
god killed them when they were about to cross
yatta okuva ku myaka abiri
killed from 20 years above
21
above he killed them.
Nejjukira baali bamaze emyaka
40 years in the desert.
Kitegeeza ne baba nabe Misiri.
Those they came from Egypt.
Tebaatuuka.
They never reached.
Baali babi.
They were wicked.
Nekatonda yeewuunyisa.
But God is amazing.
Okubanga yabatambuza
bwatyo. Moved them like that.
Ekyo kyali kisa.
That was mercy.
Myaka
40 years
booli nabo
boonoonefu
obatwala mu nsi
eyabatuukirivu
ekibeera mu
kkubo
n'atonyesa
maanu
n'abakuuma n'abawa malayika
bonnange
n'abalwanira
entalo
nga bwe bagamba gwerwana sigwatujja
emisiriwatujjiddeyo ki
nga n'abaana bambi bonna baalwala
ekibi
okugjako bwe baazaalira mu kkubo
oluvannyuma
be baazaala nga bayisa emyaka
20
batambula mu
kkubobaalimu ensa
ate era nabo baalwana otalo lunene
nnyo
okweggyamu omwoyo
omubikubanga
bw'ayogeramu ezekeri
2:20-25
nti n'abaana
eyayagala
okubalokola
era ne
bakaluba
ontegedde bulungibannaerekerawo
va mu mwoyo omubikakanoba oyagala kisa
kivaaraa
mugwe mwoliterera
mwolikakkania
osomera ku katono mu
ezekiel
ezekiel essula ya 20 n'olunya olwabiri era mutukuzenga esabbiiti zange era zinaabanga kabonero wakati wange nammwe mumanyenga nze Mukama Katonda wammwe.
And hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Lord your God. Verse 21.
Naye abaana ne bajeema, tebatambuliranga mu mateeka gange, so tebakwatanga misango gyange okugikolanga. Omuntu bw'akola ekyo aliba mulamu mu jjo. Baayonoonanga ssabbiiti zange. Kale ne njogera nti kale ne njogera okubafukirako ekiruyi kyange okukituukiriza nti okutuukiriza obusungu bwange eri bo mu ddungu.
Yet the children rebelled against me. They walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them, which if a man do, he shall even live by them. They polluted my Sabbaths, and they said, I would pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness.
Mm.
Verse 22.
Era naye nenziza omukono gwange nekola olw'erinnya lyange lireme okuvumisibwa mu maaso g'amawanga be nabajjira mu maaso gaabwe.
Nevertheless, I drew my hand and acted for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the nations in whose sight I brought them forth.
Ezekieri esula ya makumi abiri.
Ezekiel chapter 20 verse 23.
Ezekiel sura ya 22 n'olinyirwa 23.
Ezekiel chapter 20 verse 23.
Okay, katusome mu resume.
Ezekiel chapter 20 verse 23. I lifted up my hand unto them also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the nations and disperse them through the countries. Verse 24, because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes, and had polluted my Sabbaths, and their eyes were fixed on their father's idols. Verse 25, have you heard what happened? Them too were on the things of their fathers. Fathers were in the things of Egypt. Children were in the things of their fathers of rebelling. Go in the land flow with milk and honey.
That
word you've read in the Isaiah chapter 26, verse
10,
it came from there.
That
God, even though God the wicked,
they
are children of Israel, even their children, and children of their children,
get
from the land of Egypt, take them in the land full with milk and honey, told them, O gods who never created heaven and earth, destroy them. It will be the land of the righteous. I assure you, they reached and sinned from there.
Now
we are not going to wait for you.
You
will not reach there to confuse and mess us up.
How
prayer will to chase you, you will see it. Somebody is this man now.
you
showed you favor all this long.
No,
and you do every stubbornness. I announce you. But God gives grace.
I
don't know how he gave me grace to nurse you. I don't know. Indeed, God gives grace. And you reach get familiar to that extent?
And
God begins to block his word because for your sake. Touch not my anointed.
Stretch,
and he touch you and he forgives you. But God has had mercy so much. You've acted so much stubborn. And at least change. But the wicked. So you have mercy to which extent? If they refuse to change by that mercy. If
you
refuse to save for that favor,
still we go
save by grace.
But
if it's reached you, you refuse to be changed.
Then
though we shall struggle, move with you. Who is hardened? Now who has understood? You get out of evils. Pocket of mini skirts all this long.
The
half clothing you clothe, we've spoken of them.
The
manners of hatred. Not loving others. Not humbling. We have spoken all, we've been with you with them. We did segregate you for those.
But
me, they will learn me. We came to learn God here, not you.
Anyone who came
learning is another here. Can become your disciples.
We become disciples
of Christ that we know Christ.
And it's not
you, the eternal life would have understood you.
Eternal life,
if it's to know you,
then
would have been on that here.
katondo mu amazima
more than one true God Christ Jesus is saying
singa twali chawandi kibwa
it was a scripture that eternal life
kumanya
it is to know you
twandi bade tujjana
kumadira natuli
nokumanya nikukutegera
no understand you
kubobera ongo gatu
bajja kuntegera you say we shall understand you.
You
change scriptures to understand that we turn to rather understand you now.
Because we know
you have a curse if you twist or subtract and add in them. Now you'd have aligned yourself before the situation gets worse. Are we there? You sat on hypocrisy, you are there.
Obulabayi. Obalabalanya.
Hypocrisy, treachery.
Oyiya, otetenkanya ne baganda bo.
You are in your brethren.
No, you send in order
that
desire.
Get money from them you don't bring back.
Nchimanyi.
I know all those you do them.
Naye tutya baba.
You don't fear indeed. You are sunk and deep in evil.
In
the
land,
the righteous, the way you see how
we,
godliness, you refuse to walk godly.
Wanji,
are we there?
So,
okay, you order your face. Bring it back to normal. You look normal.
You
know, a giant in wickedness? Let's finish. This has also been done in you, this service.
Let's
finish Isaiah 26 verse 11. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 11.
Mukama, omukono gwo guyimusibwa naye tebalaba. Naye baliraba obunyiikivu bwo. Olw'abantu ne bakwatibwa ensonyi weewaawo omuliro gulyokya abalabe bo.
Lord, when your hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for their envy of the people. Yea, the fire of your enemies shall devour them. Yes. Verse 10, they want to act unrighteous in the land of the right. In the right.
God,
a hand begin to work. Which kind of hand is that? Apostle gave prophecy. Where did it come from? Pass?
What happened
if it was meant to happen?
And,
my God.
No,
and you are like that.
And
what kind of heart you have in yourself? Is it a heart of evil? Of creations like other creations? Even when heaven's thunder and it hides itself,
you
say God is there. You hear him speak.
Even
though you've not heard. You just fulfill what he said. Foolish. For you grind him with maize. Maize comes out softened to partial. And you are there, your foolishness is not softened. Somebody say now.
There
are still apostles like that. And he still speak those words. He wanted us to speak what to you. Praise Jesus much.
His
hand of the Lord lifted. They do not mind. But he has said, they shall see and they get ashamed.
There
is a time God is going to just ashamed you. He will pour a shame upon you for not humbling. Now you have failed here. If you failed here, God too has failed on you, yet he spreads everywhere.
I
do not know why you tried to get saved and you did not totally get saved. I don't know why you dare try even, just try. Because he said,
I've
tried you never to even know the way of righteousness, than knowing it yet you depart from it. The fire of the Lord, wait for it. You're going to get a sickness of fire, you will be surprised of it. If you see it, do not be surprised. And if you
see
a fire, burn them.
And
understand our God
is
the consuming fire. And he feels it on their body. And it's burning. Who is burning me? You will understand that you drew close to God. You will never dare try that stubbornness.
You
be a good example. I am no more. Are we there? Let's finish verse 12 and 14.
Isaiah esura ya 2 mukaga nolinyirwa 12.
Isaiah chapter 26 verse 12.
Mukama oliragira emirembe jetuli kubanga nokukola watukolera emirimu ja fejo na.
Lord, you will ordain peace for us, for you also have done all works in us.
Yes.
He's done all kind of work.
Changes
here. He's done all kind of work. He's tried on us in all ways. As full knowledge. As Uganda. Released every prophecy, show us the worldwide call. And it's based here.
The
final back comes from here, nation Uganda. And
be
makes all prophets in Uganda and outside
it.
Revival comes from Uganda. Till though he's done that, you will refuse.
Can
you say me no? Me, I do what I want. My goodness. You man. You woman. Are you still a woman? Are you still a man? Indeed, if you're still like that, even in male and female creations, you're no more there. Because
you get
a level from the devils,
you
advance to become satanic.
Satan
and his
devils,
they are
a
land of heavens,
and they are
righteous angels, 100 trillions, and they are in billions, but they still sin from there. Everywhere you pass, there is a holy angel. But you still sin from there.
Satan began his one
and is in
the
field of holy ones. He sins from there. Now you have advanced from level of devils and advanced to satanic.
But devils
fight all righteousness. But the
satanic,
they oppose God. They say you are there, we do not believe you. Let us read, we see. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 13.
Ayi mukama katonda wafe. Abami abalala awali gwe batufuganga. Na ye gwe tunaye tulange erinnya lyo wekka.
O Lord our God, other lords besides you have had dominion over us. But by you only will we make mention of your name.
Lord,
we have been rolled over.
The children of
Egypt rolled over badly. God which saved them, they not realized.
But
a time has come, brethren. I've ever seen of a salvation. We moved in witchcraft, some of us. We saw the torments and evil acts there.
And we entered
religions, things get hard.
Entered
beliefs there.
Entered
salvation is hard. Fasting. Fighting warfare as we don't understand. We were so bad off. God saved us, brought us a new generation which has the full knowledge of God.
He
did merciful things to us.
And
every kind of work searched us in every corner. We worthy glorify his name. Let's finish like this.
Isaiah chapter 26,
verse 14.
Bafudde tebali babalamu, bazikiridde tebali zukira. Kiwava obajira, nobasangulawo, nobuza okujukirwa kwabwe konna.
They are dead, they shall not live. They are diseased, they shall not rise. Therefore have you visited and destroyed them and made all their memory to perish. Now let me tell you a secret. Though you have heard things you've ever done in full knowledge, but you've refused to align yourself, God is going to blot you away and you will never be remembered that you have ever been here, that you've ever known us.
And
a person done like that, if they
are
not taken from the world, they fall mad.
But
prepare, if you don't want to be aligned, be lightened on a fire of the Lord on that body, to falling mad, gotten from this world where we are.
I know Kakasanga, then memory is
your memory is blotted out. You align yourself when it's due time, brethren. God has shown you mercy.
He
has taught you.
He
has given you knowledge with nothing to buy with.
First
speak with your brethren and tell them, but if it is you, you align yourself. Fear not to tell them.